You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, the doctor is in the house. How y'all doing out there? All right, I know, coming up on Easter weekend. Happy Easter, everybody. I hope you guys have an awesome, awesome day and a weekend and a safe one, of course. I think there's been a lot of confusion. I started in a Chocoholics Anonymous group online only. It's just a Facebook Chocoholics Anonymous because, you know, I realize I'm addicted to chocolate. I could probably go a couple days without it, but anybody around me is pretty miserable as a result. And so I decided to come up with a Chocoholics Anonymous group, and I think people are under the impression that that Chocoholics Anonymous group is supposed to help rid you of your addiction. Oh, hell no. No, absolutely not. No, no. The only reason why we have a Chocoholics Anonymous group is because there's a bunch of us that really love our chocolate. And we're kind of proud of being chocoholics. And we will never, ever, ever give up chocolate. Ever. Never, never, ever, ever, never. Never, not, no, ne- no, no, maybe skip a day, but never. And I've already told you, even if, God forbid, I become diabetic, I will shoot just enough insulin so I can still eat my piece of chocolate. Now, for those of you who have, tripped over yourselves trying to join the Chocoholics Anonymous, it's just a page on Facebook, okay? It's probably because you heard this headline that chocolate prices are rising exponentially. And we have a soaring price of cocoa. So we are all panicking about cocoa shortages. Well, you guys should have panicked a couple years ago. I told you guys by the year 2030. There is going to be a huge cocoa shortage. So 2004, so we're talking 16 years. 16 years. So some of you guys are probably panicking going, you know what, I gotta get off my chocolate habit. Now, cocoa right now makes up only a tenth of the average chocolate bar. So what I'm thinking is maybe we really don't need, you know, if 90% of a chocolate bar, then just give us that and color it brown. You know, what else tastes like chocolate when you eat it? There's something out there that tastes like chocolate and you think it's chocolate, but it's not. Carob? Right. You know how you get carob chips and you don't realize? You know, but there's something else that you eat and if you close your eyes, it tastes like chocolate, but when you open your eyes, it's not. I gotta think what that is. Yeah, because then just make the candy bar, but you've got to make it look like chocolate. The problem is it has to be a rich, brown-looking thing. The National Confectioners Association, which, by the way, I should join. That just sounds like a group I could really dig. National Confectioners Association reported that retail chocolate prices had increased 7% in the last year. Now, there is Oust Chocolate, a Singapore-based chocolatier. It sells to bakeries and food manufacturers. It told Reuters that its chocolate is going up 30 to 40%. Now, this is a problem because a lot of us have been getting Easter candy, and that's why I really go for the Peeps. Because I have to admit, the chocolate is expensive. One of those little bags of Hershey's Kisses, or, you know, the bags are getting smaller, and you're looking at $7 a bag. Are you kidding me? $7 a bag for chocolate? But the problem is a lot of us will pay for that. Oh, you know what it is, guys, candy corn. If you close your eyes and you eat candy corn, you think you're eating chocolate. Now, why? Because there's that high fructose corn syrup. So what I think we need to do is make a candy corn candy bar, but you can't tell me it's candy corn. The candy corn tastes like chocolate. Okay, so anyway, let's kind of review, because we're going to be holding another Chocoholics Anonymous meeting tonight. Again, not to rid you of your addiction, but just to, you know, give you an anonymous place to air your love of chocolate. Okay, and of course, last night we talked about where to get cheap chocolate. Apparently there's an Ethel M. factory here that does give free chocolate samples. So here's the thing. I have been to Ethel M. factory in Las Vegas, and you are right, they give chocolate samples, but the problem is it's one little baby coin. Okay, I mean, I need to, like, I mean, if I'm going to eat chocolate, it's got to be, like, popcorn size, you know, movie theater size chocolate. Yep. Anyway, okay, so how to get rid of your chocolate. They say, first of all, identify the symptoms. This is coming from WikiHow, not the Simpsons TV show, symptoms. Okay? Sometimes it's really not a true addiction. You may not be real addicted. Okay? But if you start to salivate sometimes in front of chocolate, or you will skip a meal and skip nutrition to have chocolate, or you will take the kids' Halloween candy, take out all the pieces of chocolate, and then not let them get, that's, okay, that could be a sign of addiction. Okay, then it says identify the problem. Why is it a problem in your life? Who cares if we eat chocolate? Why is it a big, but why are you going to the chocolate? Is it because you don't like your marriage? Is it because you don't like the radio show you're listening to right now? Is it because you get headaches? Is it because you, you don't like, you don't like your day. So you go to the chocolate to raise your serotonin. That's kind of important. You need to know why you're going to the chocolate. Now, some of us are like, well, why is it so bad if I'm eating chocolate? You know, well, who cares? Well, if there's a shortage, I need you all to stop because I'm addicted to chocolate. So if I need you guys to stop eating so there's chocolate for me, I need to make sure I could cure you of your addiction. So make sure you identify the problem. And remember, chocolate can make you fat. It can make diabetic, okay? You actually can have hypoglycemic reactions from eating the sugar, having all that sugar. Then the insulin shoots out, pancreas shoots out insulin, then it drops, and then you get, you can actually be hungry, okay? And again, chocolate's kind of expensive, okay? Now, boredom is another big issue why people will go to chocolate. If you're going to chocolate because you're bored, no, go do something else. Leave the chocolate for me. Also, some people think that chocolate will stave off hunger. So when they're hungry, right, remember a Snickers bar, right, they have these commercials where if you are hungry, just don't go and grab a salad, grab a Snickers bar. Exactly, yeah. Three Musketeers give me a sore throat. Did any of you guys get a sore throat from Three Musketeers? I got a sore throat from Three Musketeers. I mean, it's yummy. The only time I eat Three Musketeers is if somebody gives it to my kids for Halloween. Okay, then, okay, now you need to solve the root problem. Okay, if the problem is you don't like your life or you don't like your job, you need to quit. Okay, it's not worth causing us to lose chocolate. You got to go to your dentist. You have to not watch TV shows or commercials that do that. All right, and then of course there's pharmaceuticals. I could always prescribe you pharmaceuticals. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.97.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.44.77, $6.72.38 for a half ounce, or $3.36.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.44.77, $6.72.38, and $3.36.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really do appreciate it. You know, you could follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. You know we are raising money for kids suffering from blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. All I'm asking is $5 from all of my listeners. So if we could get all four of you to just donate, that is $20, and that can help a copay for these kids. So please, please, I know some of you are like, yeah, see, she doesn't know that I'm, she doesn't know that I'm listening, so good I could get out of it. No, I do know. I really do know. So you guys need to kind of turn around, and you need to kind of help and help out. I mean, honestly, it's not really that hard, okay? Just $5. You know, there's an article on these free samples and how these free samples are actually costing you a lot more than the benefit you're getting from these samples. Did you guys hear about that? They say dermatologists who receive free drug samples are more likely... Hold on, I'm sitting on something that's up my... This is ridiculous. Hold on a second, I'm sitting on something. What am I... Oh, that's... Oh, my gosh. Hold on a second. Ow. All right, there we go. Oh, ow, that hurt. Okay, I was sitting on something. Okay, here we go. Dermatologists I don't know why there's crap on my studio chair. Anyway... Oh, now that's more comfy. Ah, okay. Now I got to move the mic because I'm sitting lower than what I was sitting on. Dermatologists who receive free drug samples, according to drugs.com, are more likely to give their patients prescriptions for expensive medications. Okay, duh. Okay, generics don't come sampled. So if we have samples and you guys want samples of something and we give you samples, it's not going to be samples of a generic medicine because you don't get samples of generic medicines. You only get samples of the pharmaceutical. So then if that medicine works, we write you a prescription for what you're on, which is non-pharmaceutical, which is more expensive or non-generic. Researchers looked at data. Researchers looked at data on prescriptions for adult acne medications written in 2010 by dermatologists across the U.S. For a single visit, the average retail cost of prescriptions for patients whose doctors received the free samples was about $465, compared to about $200 for patients whose doctors did not receive the free samples. They say brand name drugs or branded generics, and generics, all right, accounted for 79% of prescriptions written by dermatologists. But drugs only accounted for 17% of prescriptions written by doctors. Okay, they're going on to talk about who had the free samples, who didn't. Anyway, duh, here's the thing, okay? I've been giving out samples ever since I've gotten them. Remember Lipitor? Well, remember Zocor? It was kind of a brownish box. Zocor was a brownish box. Lipitor was like a white and red if it was the 20 milligrams, a white and blue if it was the 10, I think white and purple if it was the 80. And so there were all these different, Viagra kind of had a olive pukey color to it, but there was like some guy in a bubble bath on the cover. Didn't matter because everybody wanted the Viagra, so they didn't even have to pay to package it really much. Avalox antibiotics in a yellow package. I'm trying to think what are some of the famous package samples. Crestor usually has some yellow to it or orange depending on the flavor you're on. And so you know, when it comes to, you know, samples are nice. And when we would get that, I'm like, here, try the sample, see if you like it. And then if you don't like it, then, you know, we'll give you a different medication. So, of course, if you're like, oh, I like Adalia, well, then I'm going to write you the prescription. So that, I mean, that makes absolutely no sense. But here's the thing. Are the free samples driving up healthcare costs? You know, they said even with all the Obamacare crap and everything we're going through, healthcare costs still went up. So healthcare costs are back up again. Why is that? I think it's because people are realizing they're not going to have their insurance forever, and they're paying up the yin-yang, so they're going to get whatever the hell they have to do, like right now. You know, it's a live for the day type of attitude right now when it comes to prescriptions and medicine. So, what should we do to decrease costs? Should we get rid of the samples? Well, here's my problem. You know, it's very interesting. I started to notice that the pharmaceutical companies are not sampling as much as they used to. Dahlia, it's because you're a witch. No, I'm not. I'm very, very nice when the pharmaceutical reps come. I'm always nice. Sometimes I'm like in a hurry, and I'm like, I'm in a hurry. I don't have time to talk to you because my patient's upset that I, you know, sit there talking to, you know, other people and I'm not with them. But I'm so nice about it. I'm just in a hurry, so I don't sit there and talk too much. But I have to admit, the samples have been coming far few between. One is when the drugs start to go generic, like Lexapro went generic, Viagra went generic, Lipitor went generic, so you're not getting the samples. Okay, and then number two, insurance companies aren't paying for the brand name. So if I want to put you on Crestor for cholesterol, you call me back and you say it's too expensive. You got to switch you to something cheaper. So I do Simvastatin, which is the generic of Zocor. We don't have samples of Zocor anymore, so we give you the Simvastatin, and that's what we do. So I know. Should we just tell pharmaceutical companies to stop doing the samples? Because it's not like we could, you know, write the medication anyway. The problem is for them to keep producing medications, they need to sell it. And they need to promote it. And the samples help promote. I mean, I can't tell you how many of you have benefited from samples. You know, sometimes what we do is if you notice that you're going to spend less money if you fill your prescription, but your doctor gives you samples, so you end up only having to pay for it once every 3 months, you know, it helps you in the long run. So I think what they need to do is not do a stupid study like this where it's like, oh, well, duh, you know, the doctor's running the more expensive medicine because they're carrying on with the sample they gave you. What they should probably do is go, let's take a look at what people are doing. Okay, those people that need the cholesterol medication, are they spending X amount on Zocor, Lipitor, etc., or are they spending this amount because they're getting samples of Crestor and then they only need to buy their Crestor once every 3 months? See what I mean? But we definitely have an issue, and I think what we need to do is start revamping free stuff in medicine. That's a biggie. I think we need to do over this whole free stuff. Do over Medicaid. Do over samples. Just do everything over. This is a complete mess. I thought when they were going to do healthcare reform, they were going to reform. Okay, let's kind of fix things and make things different. Not just add more spending. And, the idea of this whole, because the more free stuff, the more it costs somebody. For those of you getting free health care, it's costing somebody else. And even though you may be saying, well, no big deal because it doesn't affect me, it does affect you. I think that's what we are learning as time progresses. The more government entitlements, the more freebies, the more medical freebies, the more things are costing. And we have a huge disillusioned population right now in America going, what the hell is this? Now, speaking of disillusionment, I think we really messed up with this whole free refill thing. Okay, did you guys hear about this guy that was fined like I think $545 because he went to get his free refill? Yeah, there's a man in South Carolina. He faces a $529 fine because he refilled his 89-cent drink at which hospital was it? The Ralph C. Johnson Center in Charleston. Apparently, he went to refill his drink without paying, and a federal police officer gave him a ticket. Christopher Lewis is a construction worker. He said he never noticed the signs and just went to refill his drink. Now he has to pay a $525 fine and has been branded as a shoplifter. Okay, how many of us have been benefiting from the whole free drink thing? And now all of a sudden there's going to be signs saying, the way they have to do it is they got to do it like a lot of stores where the soda machines, etc., are like behind the counter. Because if they are outside for everybody to get to, you're just going up and getting them. I mean, you're just, yeah. And I really think we need to be drinking less soda anyway. But guys, be careful, because that 89-cent refill. But now, can I just say something? If you go to a restaurant, sodas are $2.50, and they're filled up with ice mostly, right? And then of course, you get refills. See, once things started to go free, like free refills, prices went up. $2.50 for a soda and milk is $3.50 when you get a glass of milk at a restaurant. So we always drink water. If we go out to eat, it's just all water. And we're finding less and less kids are drinking milk because milk prices have gone up. If you go to get a gallon of milk, sometimes for the gallon of milk you're paying $3.50, which is why it's ridiculous. But don't get me started on a bar. I used to bartend a little bit. And oh my gosh. Okay? I mean, when you buy a $12 drink at one of these restaurants, really? Okay, the bottle of alcohol is $12. What are you talking about, a $12 drink? That's just the way things go. So, I think what we need to do is if we want to reform healthcare and we want to reform this country, let's stop with the freebie stuff. If we stop with the freebie stuff, maybe we could go back to a glass of milk being maybe 50 cents. Okay? You don't get free refills on the $3.50 milk anyway. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you guys are going to love this one. Thank you for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, apparently, you know, the Obama administration is hell-bent against, stopping global warming. And, of course, they think, you know, it's us. We have the power to do it. And I guess the next set of people that are getting, or the next set of individuals who are getting targeted are cows. Apparently, cows fart a lot. And cows have a lot of gas. I have never smelled a cow fart. I know horses fart a lot, but I've never really been around a cow. I've been around horses a lot. I've not been around cows. But scientists in Argentina have decided to, you know, give cows these backpacks that could trap their farts. Okay? They're called fart packs. And they... Imagine a science fair project on this one. They extract 300 liters of methane a day from a tube inserted in the digestive tract. But not only do, yeah, I know, because then where do you, you know, emit them? Where do you, you know, release them? However, they say they could convert the methane to energy, and that much methane could run a car for 24 hours. The tube runs to the animal's stomach, collects the gas inside the backpacks, which are kind of hung from the roof of the corral for analysis. The systems, they said, have been under development by Argentina's National Institute for Agricultural Technology for a number of years, and they say they are still at a proof of concept stage. No, you don't have to prove anything to me. Please, you don't have to prove the concept. I'm fine. No, I will pass. Thank you. Yeah, it says, I'm looking at it right now, it says combustible de vaca. All right, vaca is basically cow, combustible ability of the cow. Logran alimentar motor de auto con gas de animal. So that's, I guess, Portuguese for they're going to use the farts. Now, methane is 23 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Have any of you guys been involved in a Dutch oven? You know, where you're trapped under the covers and then somebody kind of lets it out? Okay, you know, but have you ever been under the covers when somebody hasn't let one out? Okay, you can still breathe under the covers for a period of time because the carbon dioxide is not as, but methane, oh my gosh, you got the methane, you got the hydrogen gas, you got the sulfide, sulfur, it's, I mean, it's pretty bad, very, it's bad. So anyway, methane is 23 times more potent than carbon dioxide in trapping heat in the atmosphere and can be found in animal waste, landfills, coal mines, and leaky natural gas pipes. That's true. When we were kids and we were really, really cold, you would fart under the blanket and that would warm you up. A cow weighing 1,200 pounds is thought to produce about 800 to 1,000 liters of emissions each day. Now, the White House proposed cutting methane emissions from the dairy industry by 25%. So Obama now is attacking cows' rectums. This is, I don't understand this. I, you know, this is pretty fascist to me. Cows are far the biggest producers of these farts, and although they haven't met, they haven't been to one of our family reunions, contributing to about 25% of all methane produced on the planet. Okay, now I know what some of you guys are thinking. Some of you guys are thinking, let's just kill the cows. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, just because I'm a chocoholic does not mean I'm not a meat eater. We need our cows. We need our meat. Now, there's been a lot of recommendations to have these cows be vegetarian. Okay, stop. Okay, the cows do eat vegetables. The cows are vegetarian. They do eat grass. They do eat that, okay? Okay, but there's also been suggestions for us humans to be more vegetarians. Now, I have never been vegetarian longer than a meal, so I can't tell you, you know, what my gas would be. But I was in school with a vegetarian, and the vegetarian always had gas, and it could smell up an auditorium and call, it could really, really stink. Now, I'm not saying vegetarians stink. Most of my vegetarian patients, they never talk about gas issues, so my guess is something's going well, unless vegetarians are more discreet and more dainty, as opposed to us cowboy, cowgirl, meat-eating, you know, potato-frying people. We don't care about talking about our burps and farts. You know, the average vegetarian may be like, oh, no, 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 that's just something that happens, you know, to other people. But still, I really recommend us start to be more vegetarian. Honestly, it's healthier, and then more meat for me. But it's, honestly, it is healthier. Okay, so we talked about the White House, right, and the White House going after that. Okay, as one of the biggest beef producers with about 50 million heads of cattle, around 30% of Argentina's total greenhouse emissions could possibly be generated by the cows, as well as the fart packs. They say scientists, you know how there's fanny packs, fart packs. You know, I wonder if they should make fart packs for humans. Because think about it, for those of us that have irritable bowel or gluten insensitivity, like celiac disease, for those of us that have any issues and we just don't want to emit, I'm wondering if they could design this for humans. I got to tell you, women would definitely not mind a surgery of some sort of gastric tube apparatus, and we'll be on chronic antibiotics if we have to avoid infection, just so that the farts just go somewhere. The problem is what do you do with the container? What do you do with the pack when you're all done, right? Okay, anyway, scientists are working to develop new diets for cows that can make it easier for them to digest food, moving them away from grains to plants like alfalfa and clover. No, because I had a sandwich once, and I remember there was alfalfa sprouts on it, because I think I had the sandwich at, like, California, and there was alfalfa sprouts. No, did nothing different. I'm sorry. An earlier study found that using tannins, like, I guess, Biff Tannen from Back to the Future, researchers could reduce methane emissions by 25%. So anyway, I'm looking at the cow right now. It's like a balloon. The cow is like wearing a balloon. Yeah. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's been, I guess, a lot of controversy of these New York City carriages, these horse-drawn carriages. Now, I've never had the opportunity to take a horse-drawn carriage in New York City, you know, to kind of, you know, lets you feel like, you know, old New York again and, you know, kind of getting away from the cars and all that other stuff. But apparently there's been a lot of concern because we have people that are thinking that the carriage horses are being abused. And it's kind of inhumane, they say, to have the horses walking around Manhattan among all the, it's not that the person on the carriage is hitting them, because, you know, cowboys and cowgirls and stuff, I mean, we're okay with horses and we're nice to them, and, you know, we treat animals nicely. But in terms of forcing an animal to be running around in New York City as opposed to Dallas, you know, like in the show Dallas, right, you know, where they're all in the pasture running around. So at that point, they've, I guess, come up with an electric car that would replace horse-drawn carriages, and the electric car looks like something that would be from the 1920s. Now, I know a lot about cars, and I'm sorry, just sitting in a car made in 2014 that's supposed to be something from 2020 or from 1920, no, not going to work for me. I need to feel like I am in the authentic car. In fact, I don't even want the seats redone. If I'm sitting in a car where the seats were redone, I understand most of the seats from a 1920s car doesn't exist anymore. But I love original. I really, really do. So anyway, they're thinking about maybe doing that so that you don't have to have the horses. And I guess they would be then selling these old cars to drive around. Yeah. Who knows? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Okay, if you want to look younger, we got a tip, okay? And we got some more dating tips on how to impress a date. Pretty interesting stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And please go to my website, hit the Help Kids Fight Blood Cancer link, and anything you guys could do to donate and help these kids would really, really appreciate it. Our goal is to raise $100,000. And so many of you guys out there have really, really helped, and I really appreciate it, but we need a lot more. So please, please keep it coming. And if your job, your employer, your neighbor, your church, temple, anybody could chip in, please let us know. Let's just kind of get this a whole whole group of us to get this together, because so many of us in our churches and temples and work and neighborhoods, etc., are fighting some sort of leukemia or lymphoma. It's pretty scary stuff, and these people need help financially to pay their medical bills, so please help them out. All right, if you want to look younger, what could you do to make yourself look 20 to 30 years younger? All right, do you have to buy a product? Do you have to eat a certain thing? No, they say exercise. They say if you exercise, you could actually make your skin look 20 to 30 years younger. Studies out of McMaster University shows that exercise can prevent and even reverse the effects of aging skin. Now, so many of my friends who are in their 50s that look like they're in their late 30s, again, they're very, very avid exercisers. And it makes sense. You're looking at the, you know, you're looking at the blood flow. You're looking at the rejuvenation. I mean, your bodies were designed to move, to run, to be active, etc. And according to Dr. Mark Tarnopolsky, a professor of pediatrics and exercise science at McMaster, he said that when the skin looks 20 to 30 years younger, he's looking at it, though, at a microscopic level, okay? So you may be like, wait a second, Grandma still looks like Grandma. But I got to tell you, from an outside, you do look younger. You know, one of the reasons why I look younger than my age is because I do. I exercise. Maybe I don't exercise enough, but I make sure I get exercise in there. So he even sees at the microscopic level, it's not just, you know, because, you know, whenever you're using products on your face, okay, men or women, all right, you will usually look good within a couple days. You know, they always say you'll see effects within the first few days. You'll see less wrinkles, you'll see whatever. So always in the next few days you see something. Why? Well, because it knows how to increase blood flow to the face, or it's a moisturizer, or it's a sealer, a concealer, you know, where it kind of fills in some of the lines. So absolutely, I mean, these things are kind of designed to temporarily, okay, temporarily, everything's temporary though, temporarily kind of fill in some of the gaps. And so you do look better. I bought some toner. I love the way my skin looks on this toner. I got to do it every day, right? But, you know, most of these products, I don't think I found one product that doesn't work. They all really seem to work, okay? But what is happening from a biological standpoint? I don't want to just paint and plaster and spackle my skin. So they say even from a microscopic level, they said the exercise prevents the dermis from thinning and the stratum corneum from thinning. Now, these are coatings. You have your dermis, you have your stratum corneum, which is kind of the outer part of the epidermis. This is what kind of thickens and gives you kind of flaky skin as you get older. You know how sometimes you kind of look a little rinky or leathery or something like that? That's your stratum corneum. They say the exercise prevents that stratum corneum from thickening, so you actually look younger at the microscopic level. Apparently, he made this discovery when studying the effects of exercise on mice genetically modified to age faster. When he compared sedentary mice to those who exercised on the wheel 3 times a week, he found massive systematic benefits. And the most striking, they said, was the skin. So, you know, he said to test the theory further, he looked at skin biopsies of humans taking samples from the upper buttocks, an area that would not be exposed to damage from the sun. Little do they know, when I do work outside, I give everybody the plumber's smile. So as far as I'm concerned, no, I think that part of my butt does seem to get some sun. They probably should have done lower buttocks. But anyway, they were able to see that too. So guys, you know, any sort of exercise. And I mean, you don't have to, you know, be going to the gym 2 hours a day. According to this study, it was just 30 minutes 3 times a week on a stationary bike. You could do that while watching, I don't know, what are we watching? Game of Thrones or Vikings or, you know, honestly. Vikings, you know what? There's going to be like already the season finale and like 2 more episodes. What is going on? Dallas was already done. They're just going too quickly, if you ask me. Okay, now, speaking of being quick, you just have 12 minutes to impress a date, they said. That's it, just 12 minutes. But you probably have 5 seconds to turn a date off. So this is some pretty scary stuff. You need to, like, move. But according to one study, this was research carried out by AXA, and that's a small study. They quizzed 2,000 people on their first date experiences. We only have 12 minutes to impress somebody on the first date. All right. And the most important things were that they were judged on was smile 64% of the time, making eye contact 58%, and tone of voice 25%. Let's go to eye contact. Okay. A lot of us don't do eye contact because we feel like if we have eye contact, they will then notice some, like, for example, you know how you get a zit or a pimple or something on your face? So then you don't make eye contact. Well, if you don't make eye contact, then they're going to be looking at the pimple. Make the eye contact so they look at your eyes. You see, that's a big mistake a lot of us do. When we're embarrassed about something or whatever, we don't make eye contact and we start to turn to the side. Stop that. If you make eye contact, then they get to engage on that. And people don't want to look at the top of your head or look away. You need to engage them. You know, there's something very, very powerful about the eye contact and locking onto a person's eyes and the stare and communication. You know, it's very, very weird. You know, almost instantaneously, a lot of you guys could probably think of times in your life where you locked just, you know, in passing, your face is just locked just by eyes and how there was some sort of a connection. I'm not talking like a sexual connection, but you guys connected. Like, for example, one of my sons does that where I'll just be looking around the room and he will just kind of lock on me for a second. And it's like I feel like I know what he's thinking. I'm not reading his mind, but I'm pretty damn close to it. So I think there's some sort of communication, some sort of bonding. Something happens with the eye. So do that. Now, body odor was a big turnoff and bad breath was a big turnoff. Now, you may think your breath is fine. We've talked about halitosis and how to improve your breath, but a lot of times that one little mint doesn't handle it all because a lot of bad breath is also coming from mixtures of the lung and lower esophageal stuff that comes up. So you may be able to protect a little bit, but when you use a breath mint, it just kind of causes a little bit of a shield. If you have a little bit of a hole or mess up with that shield, stuff's going to come through. They say about a quarter of people will go through drastic changes in their appearance so they can impress somebody on a big date. New haircut, new perfume, new manicure, etc. Men too. They say 1 in 16 women and 1 in 20 men go on a diet in the lead up to the first date, and it appears about twice as many men are more forgiving and will offer their date a second chance after a bad first encounter. Okay, you know what I recommend you do? Do you guys ever see Naked and Afraid? Okay, where apparently I don't get the show, because I guess they have to be naked and they have to be in the jungle, and I guess the only reason why they're naked is because it helps ratings and people watch. Okay, but I really don't see a lot of survival skills, to be honest. I kind of like the whole idea of, you know, okay, well, how are they making it in the Amazon rainforest not eating? You know, it's kind of distracting, you know, when they're naked and stuff. But one of the things they do when they have to meet up is they just kind of get it out on the table and just go, okay, you know, we're naked, let's just get this awkwardness over. But that's really good with dates, okay? Get the awkwardness part over. Going, okay, this is the worst part. You know, we got to kind of check each other out, make sure we, you know, okay, breath fine, this fine. Whew, we just handled that in the first 5 minutes. Now let's move on and let's just enjoy ourselves. That's really cool. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.